There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go, a second hour of USAprepares.com. By the way, I've got an announcement up Monday. Monday, we've got a meetup at Jimmy's Egg. We're going to learn about preparedness, and we're going to experience preparedness with Tim Latimer. That's Monday, starting at 4:45 through 8 p.m. at Jimmy's Egg in Springfield, Missouri. Information on the website. We're going to learn about preparedness, and we're going to then learn about home birthing. And then marriage outside the system. You want to be married? You can declare yourself married. We're going to talk about living outside the system, and then we're going to show a movie. So that's Monday at Jimmy's Egg. It's all free. If you'd like to have dinner with us, you certainly may. That's 4:45 to 8 o'clock at Jimmy's Egg, Battlefield, Springfield, Missouri. I'm delighted to introduce your newest instructor, Denny Gillum, Lieutenant Colonel U.S. Army, retired, and he is a member of the adjunct faculty of a community college. He's in the U.S. Army. He commanded an airborne rifle company of the 101st Airborne Division at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. He's received the Silver Star, Purple Heart, 2 awards. Welcome, Denny Gillum.
Glad to join you, Vincent.
Hey, and it's delightful being on the air with you. And you're a broadcaster. You're on about 70 radio stations over the weekend, right?
Yes, sir. That's where we are now.
And you teach your college students about government. And I have a friend from Virginia. He's the principal of an alternative high school where they used to teach building trades, wiring, electricity, computer science, masonry, framing, auto repair. The list goes on and on. And he's been quoted as saying, and he said to me, "Hey, Vinny, you know, they say we've got the best and brightest students ever, comma, it's just hard to prove it." So here's my question. American government, you teach American government, and I hear on the news over and over, as we approach July, you know, 4th of July is coming, the 4th of July, we're, you know, 4th of July sales. It's a very special day. And we celebrate the day, the fourth day of July. But how many of our students really know what the reason is why we have a celebration on the 4th of July? Tell us what your experience is with that, please.
Well, I've been teaching American government, which at my school is a required course to graduate, regardless of what you're majoring, workforce development, you know, electricity or construction or School of Arts and Sciences, you know, math and science and all that stuff. Everybody has to take the one course everybody has to take is American government. So my students are not there because they want to be. They're there because they have to be. And in 10 years, I have not had any student be able to tell me why we celebrate the 4th of July. Now, I'll bet a few did and were just too shy. Mm-hmm. But I can ring Independence Day out of a few of them. But mm-hmm. What year, what actually happened on the 4th of July, 1776, that zeros.
Yeah. And you know what I've noticed in teaching young people lately, I'm talking over the last 20 years, I've noticed that we have trouble estimating. We have trouble with distance, measurements, you know, how many pints in a quart? There are pints in a quart? You know, we literally have trouble understanding measurement and the estimation using measurements. How many 2x4s is it going to take to do a certain job? Oh, I don't know. How far is it to, let's see, we're going to go to the next town over. How far is that? I don't know. Are you finding the same thing, or is it just me?
Well, I don't often get into those kind of discussions, but the kind of things that I had to do, you and I had to do in school with our brains, now typically have a computer that does it for them. So the thought of doing math in your head or even figuring out how to get to the grocery store, you've got a computer or a cell phone that'll tell you how to do it. Right. So very reasonably, if you don't use the muscle, you lose it, right?
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah, I suspect that's there, but I haven't noticed it like you have.
Okay. Let's talk about the commander-in-chief. And you've got your ear to the ground with what's happening in the military. What would you say is the level of respect, the approval rating, if you will, of the commander-in-chief by the military, all branches of the military? Do you have a feel for that?
Yeah, sometime in the last couple, 3 weeks, somebody did a survey, and somebody reputable, not, you know, and it was 15% approval rate. One, that's the lowest in a long time, and two, I'm surprised it's so high.
Yeah.
He was highly disrespected for a very good reason. He doesn't respect the military.
Mm-hmm.
We have a guy who's never had any responsibility for anything until he got elected president, who's micromanaging the war through his other civilians who don't know which end of a gun goes bang, deciding rules of engagement, deciding when people can be attacked, what our troops can do in combat, causing all kinds of death and damage to our people and our nation. And the people at the tip of the spear, they sure know it. Mm-hmm. They know that it's absolutely obscene the way things are being done. And look at the VA. I mean, there's zero obvious. I can't read the man's mind. I don't pretend to be inside. But by reading his actions, he has zero respect for our military.
Yeah. And
everybody knows it.
Denny, this is the same crowd that I'm talking about at the top. The same crowd that advocated, pushed for, and enabled cash for clunkers, where we took vehicles that had good spare parts, good body parts, engines that could be salvaged, starters, transmissions, or drivetrain, suspension, internal cab parts, dashboards, electronics, so forth, viable vehicles that could be salvaged and the parts could be resold. These guys crushed them and put them in dumpsters, literally poured a liquid down the intake system of the engine to physically seize the engine to render it useless. I mean, this is the kind of crowd that we're talking about who is leading our country. With anyone who has a Dodge 360 cubic inch V8 in a truck and wants to get a used engine for that, it's going to be tough because we've destroyed them. We have literally destroyed engines that were salvageable, and we've damaged the used car part market in order to prop up the auto industry. This is the crowd that's leading us, and it's no wonder that the approval rating of the commander-in-chief is so low among the military. Now, I've had surveys as a teacher. I've had surveys where the students rated me. And I can tell you, Danny, if I ranked 15% approval rating among the students, I would have been gone a long time ago. Can you imagine? Danny, can you imagine? How about this? How about if 15% of your students did not approve of you? 85% did. You'd still have a problem with that, wouldn't you? I would.
There's going to be a few that don't like you regardless of what you do. But the majority better be in support of you or the school ought to do something.
the school board, the administration, the committees involved in determining who is renewed for next year with just a 15% disapproval rating. I'm sure they would say, let's look at this. Something's not right here. You know, 15% of the students are not happy. Obviously, this requires further investigation. However, you're saying that only 85% disapprove of the commander-in-chief. And yet?
Yes.
Yet he's still there. Denny, why is it that World War II was the last declared war, and we have been involved in other, well, the news reports them as wars, the Vietnam War, the Korean War, but, you know, they're also referred to as conflicts, undeclared war. What is going on? Why is it that we end up in these entanglements that cost the lives of our men and women, and they're not declared? What's going on?
You know, that's a great concern of mine. Congress is the only agency in the world that can declare war for the United States, and the last time they did was World War II. Can the president, as the commander-in-chief, employ the military? Yes, but Congress has got to allocate the funds to support it, and that's what we've done since then. The president just decides what he wants to do, and Congress goes ahead and supports the military, because even if they don't like what he's doing, they can't leave our troops out with no support, so they just vote the money in. And that's, in my not very humble opinion, unconstitutional. And I believe the reason this is happening is if the president decides that we need to commit troops, and that's one of his jobs as commander-in-chief to make decisions like that, what he's supposed to do is go to Congress and get Congress to declare war. When Congress votes on it and declares war, then our nation is at war. During World War II, there was rationing, clothes, food, gas, you name it. People had victory gardens. Everybody had food growing in their gardens so that the food raised by farms could be used for the war effort, supporting our allies. The whole country went to war. Today, since we stopped declaring war, our military goes to war. America's civilians are at the mall, and Congress is at lunch. So nobody has to take responsibility for it. And Congress, I think, is afraid to, or has never been asked to, commit the whole nation. This is so important that we're going to send our people out to die, and our nation needs to get behind them. And we need to name an enemy. Who's our enemy now? Beats me, according to the president, the Muslims are everybody we're supposed to love.
Denny Gillum's with us. Denny Gillum, your newest instructor. We'll be right back.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Denny Gillum's with us. And his website, frontlinesoffreedom.com. Frontlinesoffreedom.com. And if you'd like to go to his website and learn more about Denny Gillum, you can go to usapreparers.com. Page number one, first link. First link. You can click on that. You'll learn about Denny's bio, who he is, and his radio broadcast. He's on 70 radio stations over the weekend. So I think you're going to want to tune in. Frontlinesoffreedom.com, also the link at usapreparers.com. You know, we talked about undeclared wars, and we've got nameless wars, and we haven't won them. Let me give you an example. LBJ, War on Poverty. We've been fighting the war on poverty, and we have more poverty than we've ever had before. Since we've declared war on this nameless, faceless war of poverty, we're losing it. And we've continued to lose it since day one. We have a war on drugs. More drugs than ever before. Nameless, faceless war. Unless, and I heard you say it, we have to name who we are declaring war on. It's got to be something that is identifiable and something that is not faceless. Like poverty and drugs. Yes?
Agree. Or war on terror.
Yeah, war on terror. There you go. Let's talk about the war on terror. What is the war on terror?
Wonderful question. It's a great idea. It's a wonderful concept. I think I could write a song about it. But who's the enemy? World War II, we named Japan and Germany and Italy. And we continued fighting until the last one, Japan, surrendered, gave up. We went over and took over their nation. We spent 5 years reorganizing their nation and building a real democracy. Look at Japan now. Look at Germany now. We knew who the enemy was. We went after him until we got him. And then the war was over, and we knew the war was over. Okay. The radical Islamists are the enemy today, and they're not a nation state. It's a little bit difficult. But we know they're radical Islamists. We know what they stand for. We know that they don't wear uniforms. We know a lot about them. We can name them and declare war on them and tell, just like in World War II, if you were a small country somewhere and you were supporting Japan or Nazi Germany, we're going to attack you. Okay? If we declared war on radical Islam and you're a nation anywhere and you're supporting them, we're coming in force. That makes decision-making really easy. And we fight. The whole country's at war. The whole country's on rationing. We have restructured our industry to be producing war materials and war goods, training people, and we fight and we fight and we fight till we win. But we don't do that, so therefore we piddle at it and piddle at it and piddle at it and piddle at it. And, you know, you point a good point, whether it's the war on poverty or the war on whatever. If you aren't winning something, if something's not working, why do you keep doing it?
Right.
Why do you keep funding it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. And nobody seems to even want to ask that question, much less answer it.
Well, I think we should go to our Congress and say, all right, look, guys, you've been selected by someone or some organization for our voting pleasure, and you're in that spot right now, and you're approving this. You are not saying no. So if you're not saying no, that means you're for it. And if you're for it and we don't understand what it is, we're against it. And we don't want you there anymore. We should throw these guys out. I mean, I really believe that they are a significant part of the problem.
Of course they are. But there are representatives, and we don't talk to them.
We can't talk to them.
When is the last time the average citizen talked to their congressman? And said, hey, this is what I want you to do. Tell me what you're doing. And then watch how they do it. When's the last time the average citizen did that?
Well, you know, we have a meetup every Monday night. And one of our meetup group mentioned last Monday that they were being harassed by the IRS. And they said, you know, what do we do? And I said, oh, it's real easy. It's real easy. Here's what you do. If you're being harassed by the IRS, you call your congressperson and you say, I'm being harassed by the IRS. I want you to call those dogs off. Okay? And I'm making two phone calls. This is the first, and this is exactly how I said it. I said, I'm going to make two phone calls. I have two dimes. One dime I'm spending on calling you. The other dime I hope I don't have to spend, but if I don't get a response from you as my congressperson, I'm calling Finelli. And he's going to go on the air and he's going to talk about you. So call off your dogs and save me a dime.
Well, you know, if I was a congressman, I'm your representative.
Hold that thought. We're going into a break. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
The The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Helms with us. And his website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, frontlinesoffreedom.com. Denny, I was mentioning that we had one of our class members at Jimmy's Egg in Springfield, where we have our meetup every Monday night.
And we were talking about the IRS, and I said, call your congressperson and tell them that you want them to stop this attack by the IRS and explain why. And if they're not interested, tell them that you're going to call me next, and I will air the situation publicly right here at USAPrepares.com. Danny, you said that, and we got cut off by the commercial, if you were a congressperson, what?
You know, if I was your congressman, one thing I'm really bad at, I don't read minds very well. So I don't know what you want unless you communicate with me. I don't know if you like the way I vote unless you communicate with me. The average person, citizen, not just student, citizen I know can't name their congressman, much less their U.S. senators, much less have any kind of regular communication with them at all, much less in any way mock their voting.
Now, Danny, the reason I mentioned this to our student at the meetup was I had a when I was teaching in Virginia, a U.S. congressman came to my class. He had heard about some of the things that I was doing. Actually, I was manufacturing computers in my classroom in a public high school, and we sold $1,200,000 worth of computers out of our classroom the first year. He heard about it and he wanted to see this, so he came to the class and we met for lunch. And I was in the car with his aide going to the restaurant in our little county. And I was kind of complaining about, geez, you know, just finished with the IRS and they're auditing me and what a hassle it was. And she said, well, why didn't you call us? And I said, why would I call you? She said, well, we do things like that. So you do things like what? She said, yeah, we take care of that stuff. Audits and things like that. So I know what an act of Congress is. I really do. And that's why I suggested to our member of our class at the meetup, you got a problem with the IRS, call your congressperson. That's one of the things that they do. They fix that stuff. That's what they're, that's one of their responsibilities. So I just wanted to share that. Yeah. Denny, we've got Michael from New York. Michael from New York, you're on with Denny Gillum and me at USA Prepares. Welcome.
Vincent, the main problem with our country is our representatives. They are our entire problem. Because of them, all the high-tech jobs got shipped off, and then all the other jobs included under NAFTA and CAFTA. One of the previous administrations stabs us, and then when they depart and a new one comes in, they don't go after them for any kind of charges like treason or anything. They just let it go under the rug, and they keep moving forward with the same global agenda. These guys have us caught up in illegal currency called the Federal Reserve, and none of them are doing anything about it and allowing us to operate with lawful debt-free money, which would be gold and silver coinage. And these guys have us constantly caught up in foreign global conflicts. Why? Why should the Americans be involved with all this foreign crap out there? We want to mind our own business, be friends with everybody that we possibly can. And but no, we have to keep getting dragged in all this foreign stuff. The real enemy of our country is Washington, D.C., along with our state capitals. And last real quick, another one is, you know, oil. That's our critical resource for the well-being security of the United States of America. And yet, generated in our country goes abroad. We don't get a drop of it. That's another prime example. Our representatives do not do a thing to represent us. They're overpaid, rip-off con artists, and they are stabbing and betraying us every day.
Michael, tell us how you really feel.
I'm just warming up.
Hey, Denny, what is your take on what Michael said? The only thing I can do is put an exclamation point on it. But what do you think about what he just said?
The re-election rate for members of Congress who decide to run for re-election is 90%. So Congress rarely has an approval rating as high as 15%, normally it's around 10%. But we keep reelecting our Congress critters. Why? Because we don't pay attention to them. My favorite quote is Winston Churchill. The best argument against democracy is a five-minute conversation with the average voter. We do it to ourselves.
Well, I can't disagree with that. I really can't. But, you know, as I was listening to Michael, I wrote down a couple things, more than a couple. And you were talking about the jobs that we've sent elsewhere. And I'm thinking of the Clinton gang. I wrote down watches, telephones, radios, televisions, automobiles, tires, steel, tools. I mean, just the tip of the iceberg of things that we used to manufacture in this country that are no longer here. For example, I have a watch from the late 1950s that I wear. It was made by Gruen. You actually have to wind this thing up. Yeah, I have a watch that was made by a U.S. watchmaker. I have a telephone that was made by Bell Telephone. I have radios that were made by companies that don't even market and manufacture in those areas, like General Electric, Zenith, RCA. Okay? I have a couple automobiles here that have all American-made parts, but they were made in 1968 by the American Motors Company. That's no longer in business and hasn't been in business for a very long time. But all the parts in my two AMXs are American-made. And tires, just try buying an American-made tire. They've got names that we can't even pronounce, manufacturers that we can't even pronounce. Steel. We had a house on the East Coast that had an I-beam that ran right down the length of it, in the center of it. It's made by Bethlehem Steel. When was the last time you heard the name Bethlehem Steel? When was the last time you saw tools that were affordable, that were manufactured by an American company? How much is a Craftsman screwdriver today? You can buy a whole set of Chinese screwdrivers for less than the price of one Craftsman screwdriver. How'd that happen? Because we've been sold out by people who have been selected for our voting pleasure. Denny, do you have any disagreement with that?
Well, it's absolutely true. I have to take your finger and point it at your congressman and notice that four fingers are pointing back at you. You elected him. You don't communicate with him or her. You don't watch how they vote and hold them accountable. So, therefore, we, the people, when I say you, I don't mean you or the listeners, I mean all of us, don't do that. And the few that do can be easily overlooked because there's so few of us. If we start holding our Congress critters accountable and our U.S. senators accountable, hey, I watched your vote on this. Why'd you do that? Ooh. You know, if you gave me money to invest, and I'm not an investment guy, and you were losing money, wouldn't you come to me and say, Dan, we either need to change your strategy or I'm changing it, or I'm going to find somebody else? Well, we don't do that with any elected official. I'm talking Congress now, but that's true of state, local. Your average citizen can't name a local official, much less a state official. So we're indifferent, and we're paying the price for it. We have to wake up. We need to wake up. We need to become evangelistic to woo people to the religion of giving a damn about their country to the point of paying attention. And if we can do that, we can take it back. It's there. We can do it. But we need people to give a damn, and we don't have a citizenship that gives a damn.
Denny, for several years, a couple of years, I was broadcasting out of Springfield, Missouri, a big station in Springfield, Missouri. I was the afternoon guy. Full-time afternoon guy. I was the only full-time afternoon guy in the city of Springfield at that time. And I had a problem with the city putting fluoride in the water. So what I did was I singled out one guy. I got the runaround from the city, so I said, all right, let's go with the city manager. Let's just, he's the guy that's saying, go ahead, do it. Well, his name is Greg Burris. So I gave out his name. I gave out his direct phone number. And I told my listeners to give him a call and tell him he's fired. Give him a call and tell him he's fired. And I even printed up bumper stickers that said, Greg Burris, fire Greg Burris, his phone number. And I distributed him for free around Springfield, Missouri. As a result of my efforts, I am no longer on the radio in Springfield, Missouri.
Really?
Absolutely. For 7 months or so, I gave out his phone number. And I, you know, I'd call him up before the broadcast, and I'd talk to Kathy Hart, his secretary, and I'd say, hey, Kathy, this is Vincent. Vin Finelli, how you doing? Great, great. I'm glad you're doing well. Is Greg available? Oh, geez, I'm sorry. He's in a meeting. He's in conference. He's out of the office today. He was never around. And one day, you know, Kathy Hart knew my voice. She knew who I was. As a matter of fact, the whole front office of the radio station where I was broadcasting knew who Vin Finelli was. He's the guy that caused their phone lines to be tied up so they couldn't get much done for like 7 months. Anyway, one day I called and I said, hey, Kathy, I was just trying to get in touch with Greg. I wanted to get his opinion. I wanted to get his input. And she said, on what? And I said, on the bumper stickers. So what bumper stickers? And I said, well, the ones that we're printing up. And Kathy, the only thing I can think of is fire Greg Burris and his phone number. That's the only thing I can think of for the bumper stickers. And I was wondering what his thoughts were. And you know, he called me right back. He called me back. Yeah, he did. He said, what do you want? And I said, well, Greg, we'd like fluoride out of the water by tomorrow morning. And we'd like our taxes reduced by 50%, and that would be a good start. Next thing I know, I'm off the air. You know, we had, it's called the Velvet Hammer. The Velvet Hammer is when you get called into the office and they say, hey, Vinny, you're doing a great job. Everybody loves you. You know, and you'd do a better job if you wouldn't talk about these couple of things. And if you don't understand that that is not a suggestion, then you get thrown off the air. We'll be right back.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going and what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert, you should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on. right now. Go to guns80.com. That's guns80.com. Guns80.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, you've been listening to your newest instructor, Denny Gillum, Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Army retired, broadcaster, and he teaches American history at the college level. And we've been talking about nameless, faceless wars. We've been talking about the evisceration of American jobs by our politicians. And, Denny, you know, I was thinking that when people talk about politicians, they'll say, well, he's a politician. And what they really are saying is he's a liar, he's a cheat, he's a thief, we can't trust him. I mean, that's really what they're saying. Or they'll say, well, that's just politics, which means that it's based on lies, deception, fraud, deceit, and people despise politicians. And we have a saying here at USA Prepares, and that is, representatives are those who work for the common good. Politicians are common, and they work for their own good. And that's really how we feel. Denny, you've talked about reaching out to these guys, talking to them, telling them how we feel. We send them emails, but they just don't seem to work. We send them letters, and they don't seem to work. It seems like no matter what we say, they don't seem to pay attention to us. And there's a guy that's a representative from Missouri, Springfield area. His name is Billy Long. And the Tea Party called him. One of the members of USA Prepares is a founder of a Tea Party organization. She called him up, and she said, Billy, what are you doing? You're not voting the way we sent you there to vote. What are you doing? And he said, you don't understand the pressure. You don't understand the pressure I'm under. Which really means that they must have photos of him or something like that. And he can't vote the way he was sent there to vote because he'll be exposed. Or he took bribes. Or something happened that's causing him to not vote the way we sent him there to vote. Your thoughts, Denny?
Well, yes. We, as a general statement, we, the people, send honest people to Washington. The system there is very corrupting.
Yeah.
And unless we are holding them accountable, I'm delighted. I'm in Grand Rapids, Justin Amash is my congressman. He's one of the stand-up guys. He's been thrown out of more Republican. He's a Republican. mm-hmm. lot of more issues by the speaker than anybody else. Because he knows his conscience. He knows the Constitution cold, and he won't vote for something that's not constitutional. He's a rebel by standard Republican standards. He was certainly one of the ones that did not vote for Boehner for Speaker. We need more people like him.
Mm-hmm.
We need to find, but so much of the issue is we don't plug in, we don't stay, you know, 3, 4, 5, 10, 12 people contacting a Congress critter or a senator, they can blow that off. 500, 1,000, 10,000? That's different. Because that's
Or 10 people visiting their house, knocking on their front door saying, hey, remember me? I voted for you. ten people showing up at their front door saying, we're glad that you're our representative, and now here's what we want you to do. And we're not leaving.
You know, or show up at the office, if nothing else, if you talk face-to-face with their assistants and let them know. If you're communicating with it, like you when you were calling that city manager's clerk, she got the interview.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what we did.
Holding the cow. Bosses do. We're the boss.
Denny, I'll tell you what we did. House Bill 545, Missouri House Bill 545, which would make it a felony, a Class C felony, if you owned a firearm with greater than 10 rounds capacity, an AR-15, AK-47, or a certain style grip on a shotgun, the kind of stuff that the police use, okay? Some of those firearms that the police use, it would be a felony if you owned one 90 days after this bill became law in Missouri. Well, we named the representative who sponsored and the representative who co-sponsored that bill, and we gave out their cell phone numbers. By the next day, that bill was dead, and Missouri, we gave out their numbers, and we didn't stop for 5 days. We held their feet to the fire, and we exposed them as corrupt. And now people talk about those two representatives. Like, oh, man, remember what happened to Rory Ellinger and Jill Shoup? Man, don't do what they did because they were really beaten by the people. We left them figuratively bloody. Michael, I'm sorry we didn't get to the rest of your comments. Michael from New York. But Michael from New York is going to join us on the faculty of USA Prepares. Denny Gillum's been with us, and frontlinesoffreedom.com. Denny, thanks so much for being with us. Last above all,
thank you for what you're doing. Our country needs...
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.